USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Although Attorney General William Barr reportedly will not send a letter to Capitol Hill today concerning the conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, a senior Justice Department official tells Fox News Barr is pushing for a prompt release of its key findings this weekend. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski tells Fox News it's time to get an apology from Democrats and liberals.
The fact that Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell have been on every media outlet for the last 1 year, 10 months, and 6 days saying that they have proof of Russia collusion has now all fallen apart, and I'm very ready to see the apology from all of those leftists, all the socialists who accused us of crimes when the real crimes that were perpetuated were against us because of our political beliefs.
The DOJ says the report does not call for any further indictments. Democrats say they want the full report released to the public as soon as possible. Several congressional and state investigations continue. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Democratic Senator from Minnesota and presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar discussed the Mueller report during a Rye, New Hampshire town hall.
We've just found out that the report is completed. We have asked that it be made public. 420 members of the House of Representatives voted that it be public. But yet there's an attorney general in place right now who wrote a memo that really looked at an executive power that was much broader than anyone has ever interpreted it.
A cruise ship with engine problems sent a mayday call off Norway's western coast Saturday, and then began evacuating its 1,300 passengers and crew amid stormy seas and high winds in a high-risk helicopter rescue operation. The Norwegian newspaper VG said the Viking Sky cruise ship ran into propulsion problems as bad weather hit Norway's coastal regions. The San Antonio City Council narrowly voted to prevent Chick-fil-A from opening a restaurant at the city's airport this past week due to that company's alleged bias against LGBT rights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
This past week, over 24 more recordings were added to a national registry. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
For the 17th year, the Library of Congress has picked out a wide-ranging set of recordings. Another 25 of them, most of them popular songs and albums, added this past week to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry. Among them, La Bamba, Jay-Z's album The Blueprint, and this, Soul Man. And also this one by Neil Diamond. Non-musical entries include Robert F. Kennedy's April 4th, 1968 speech given in response to the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Barbara Streisand believes Michael Jackson was a child molester, but she also believes his victims got a bonus and the sexual attacks didn't kill them. That according to an interview by The Times in the UK. TMZ reports Streisand shared her thoughts about MJ and the two accusers featured in Leaving Neverland, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Streisand seemed sympathetic to Jackson, saying his sexual needs were his sexual needs coming from whatever childhood he has or whatever DNA he has. She went on to dismiss the horror of child molestation, saying, "You can say molested, but those children, as you heard them say in the documentary, were thrilled to be there. They both married and they both have children, so it didn't kill them." Streisand went on to say she feels bad for everyone involved, but she blames the parents who would allow their children to sleep with him. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.